And without further ado, let's get to the man, Cowboys VP Stephen Jones, who's running the Cowboys and running the league as part of the competition committee. Stephen Jones, how you doing, man? I appreciate you coming on with us tonight.
Hey, Clarence. Great being on with you.
Just right off the bat, we talk about the owners' meetings, the decisions that were made with the league and the overtime rule, cutting down from 15 to 10 minutes. What did the coaches think about that? And why did the league decide that's best for the players?
Well, I think at the end of the day, Clarence, we took a long, hard look at it, competition committee, and we did have an inordinate number of games that went the whole distance. And whenever that happens, it certainly causes you to take a look at it. And when you play a full quarter and you look at what that does in terms of our players playing a whole other quarter and then having to line back up, not knowing they're going to play on a Thursday night or a Sunday night, then we just felt like it was in the best interest of our players in the regular season to not go longer than 10 minutes. And, ties at the end of the day, although not, probably a lot of people's favorites, not the end of the world. It doesn't necessarily hurt for tiebreakers, things of that nature. And so we just felt like, in the name of player safety, let's look at it. And, we also looked at all the stats. There's very few games that do go past the 10-minute mark. And if you look at what might happen in terms of play calling and how people play their game at the end, that you might end up with even fewer than what we're actually looking at. So, anyway, we just felt like at the end of the day, if you look at player safety and what that's all about, then that was probably the right thing to do for us.
Tim McMahon, Clarence E. Hill Jr. here with Stephen Jones on 103.3 FM ESPN. Stephen, a lot of talk about Jalen Smith, a man of mystery for the media because we haven't been able to actually see him in practice yet. We know the talent that he is. We know what he was in Notre Dame before the injury. We also understand how severe the injury is that he's coming back from. What in your mind are reasonable expectations for Jalen Smith as far as this season?
I think, where he sits today, I think he's definitely going to be, a big contributor for us. And, when you look at what our medical people believe and what they think ultimately is going to happen, he should only improve each day. And that's what he's doing. As we watch him every day, he gets more and more nerve function there to the lower part of his leg and foot, and he only gets better. And what we see out there, watching him move around, watching him gain confidence as he moves forward, is certainly encouraging. And we just believe he's going to be a big-time contributor for the Dallas Cowboys this year.
And when you say big-time contributor, are you talking about a guy that not only is playing but can play at the level or close to the level that we thought he would be before they entered, the guy that was a top 10 type talent?
Absolutely. I mean, you don't know when that's going to all come together, but it's certainly possible. And we certainly hadn't ruled that out. At the same time, what we're seeing today from Jalen and what he's all about is something that can help us out as it sits today.
Yeah, when you talk about what you see in practice, and certainly you're not in pads, and you're not going against guys, and certainly there's not any scrums, any leeriness about how he's going to look when the pads come on, when you get high-low, when you have to change direction, when you get, caught up in a scrum and bent backwards, no concerns about how he's going to react to that and how that's going to affect his knee?
Well, I think any time a player comes off an injury, I think they all have to work through, all the steps that go into a guy ultimately returning to the field, whether it's a typical ACL injury, whether it's a shoulder injury, a foot or a hand injury, all those things take time. And certainly it won't be any different for Jalen in terms of working into each situation. But everything that we've seen so far, and especially the way he goes about his business, leads us to believe that, it'll be a process, but it won't be one that takes long.
Yeah, obviously, you guys had a heck of a draft class last year, hoping Jalen Smith can give you another star out of that class. Ezekiel Elliott certainly proved himself worthy of the high first-round pick you took on him. Wasn't able to go this week in OTAs. What's your understanding of what happened with his car accident, and you know, when do you expect him to be full go again?
Well, he's as we all know, when you're in this part of your season, these are all volunteer situations with OTAs and things of that nature, and you're always going to be precautionary with any player that's not 100% go. And he had a car accident. I think he was a victim in terms of the accident itself, and but he had some soreness, and it was a precautionary situation. Or why would you rush a guy into a situation like OTA when you don't have to? So we're going to, as we would be with any player who's not 100%, you're precautionary. You work people back into things. That's really what OTAs and mini camps and the off-season work's all about. It's just letting players, get the feel for where they are in terms of any situations they might have, and then building into confidence and feeling good about where they are in terms of how they play the game.
Any concerns about Zeke off the field in these situations, certainly, other than the fact that he should wear a seatbelt the next time he gets in the car as a passenger?
No, I mean, this was certainly not his I understand when people point to different situations, but, I think he's taking anything that's happened to him along the way, and I know he wants to be better in terms of what he does, whether it be on the field or off the field. He wants to improve, and we certainly encourage that with all our players. And Zeke's a tremendous competitor. He also enjoys life, and at the same time, he also understands that any actions that he might do, whether it be on or off the field, that's not the best interest of the team, that he wants to improve on that. And I certainly believe he will. I know how important the game is to him. I know how important his family is to him. And, we have a lot of confidence on where Zeke and his career and what Zeke is as a person, what he's doing to only improve what he's all about going forward.
You know, the funny thing is because he's young. He's still a young guy. He's going to mature. You look at Dez Bryant, and we used to ask about Dez Bryant every offseason if something's going on, and there's nothing with Dez. You can see over the last year that Dez has matured and certainly a different player. I mean, there's been no news out of Dez this offseason other than the fact that I think he gave some rescue puppies some dog food. That's one of the biggest stories after seeing with Dez Bryant. But I just told you the guy's mature.
Yeah, well, I think sometimes because these guys are bigger than life, when they go to work in the NFL, and certainly some are, incredibly, they're young men. And I think sometimes, we forget about that. And if people were to go back and check where they were when they were, 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, then, they might say, maybe it wasn't all just perfect back at that point. I can certainly relate to that.
But, hey, we're 40 and 50, and we can still relate to that.
Going back to Dez, Dez is having his first real offseason for the first time in 2 years. Going back to him, do you expect him to be the guy he was in 2014, finally to get back to the guy that you paid him to be when he finally got that contract? He certainly looked good at the end of the season.
Well, absolutely. We have big confidence in what Dez is, what he can be for us. He's unselfish. He certainly is a competitor every time he puts on his cleats and walks out on any field, whether it be the practice field, a walkthrough, playing on Sunday, playing on Monday. That's what he's all about. And I think that we can expect Dez to certainly be at his very best. He's had a really nice off season for us. I think he's certainly, as you said, he only gets better every year, whether it be off the field or on the field. I think we can expect a big year out of Dez.
Dak Prescott caught the league by surprise last year. That's fair to say for a fourth-round quarterback who had one of the best rookie seasons at that position in the history of the league. What are the challenges for him to try to build on that going forward?
I think it's, you have to get better. I mean, people are going to watch his tape. They're going to watch how we had success last year. They're going to study it. In particular, we all know the NFC East is going to study it because they get us twice. And they're going to look at every little thing that we did, and especially the things we did well, and how they can go about giving us a more difficult time in terms of how we move football, how Dak had success, how Zeke had success. So these guys, whether it be Dak or Zeke or our entire offensive football team, our coaching staff, and Scott Linehan, Jason Garrett, that crew, are certainly going to have to go and look at, one, what our tendencies was and were, and what we're all about, and continue to improve and get better. I don't think that if you talk to any of the great quarterbacks that have ever played in our game, they will tell you that they made big jumps each year, especially when they were young, in terms of their understanding of the game, what the defenses were giving them, the looks, how they could improve. And the great thing that I've seen out of our young group, in particular Dak, is just you can't give him enough. He's got an insatiable appetite to want to get better. He understands that everybody's going to be looking at him, through a magnifying glass and seeing if he can respond and if he can answer the bell for the second year. And it'll be a challenge for him. I mean, people are going to be ready for him. And at the same time, he knows he has to improve. He has to get better. And I have not seen any reason as to why he can't do that.
Real quick before we let you go, can you tell us how did Taco look the first minicamp with the veterans? And he was out there with the starters. You guys are getting him prepared and getting him ready to play immediately.
Well, anytime you got to go against that group of offensive linemen we had, you're going to have big challenges. But he certainly, it wasn't too big for him. Anytime you play at Michigan and you go against the competition, you do there at Michigan, you see good football players along the way. I can't say that he's seen the guys, that play in our offensive line, but we were certainly pleased with the way he responded. Is he going to have to get better? Absolutely. He's going to have to improve. He's going to have to continue to work hard, be a big-time learner with Rod Marinelli. And he's got to want to take every rep against Tyron Smith. As tough as that is, in my opinion, Tyron Smith's the best left tackle in the game. And if he can understand and learn to compete against a guy like Tyron Smith, then when he lines up on a Sunday against another football team, he's not going to see any better than that. So we just expect him to continue to make the steps and continue to compete and do all the things you need to do to be a good player in the National Football League. And I don't see any reason as to why he can't do that.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend Friday night. I know you're getting ready to get started. You're probably going to be cooking or
he's a man who enjoys life.
Barbecuing or doing something for this weekend.
Well, we're going to definitely be having a good time and smiling a little bit. And hope you guys have a great weekend as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Stephen.